Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A few showers showing up on the radar. I'll show you how long this rain will stick around coming up.
New video released within the last 2 hours show the moments shots rang out at a beach boardwalk in Florida. What we know about the search for the gunman after this mass shooting that sent 9 people, including a baby, to the hospital.
And renewed hope for medical marijuana advocates at the General Assembly. That is where you were looking live. The key test happening today that could move North Carolina one step closer to legalization. We'll have that story for you coming up. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. That probably feels more like a Monday since we're after the holiday weekend. We have some great skies out there, and you might want to have the umbrella handy. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with some light showers passing through.
We do. We have some light rain moving right through parts of the Triangle, Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh, all getting a little bit of rain this morning. Most of the activity right now is from the Triangle and points to the west. So we do have some of that light rain, no thunder with these, but a little heavier cell just south of downtown Durham right now, moving to the south and west. So Durham, you're kind of sandwiched between two showers here. We have had a little bit of light rain in Chapel Hill as well. Again, in Wake County, also Chatham County, northern Chatham County, getting a few passing showers. It's also very gray outside. It's gloomy out there. In Durham, we have the dark clouds, 68 degrees there. 67 with clouds in Fayetteville. Dry in Fayetteville at the moment, but you had some showers earlier this morning. In Raleigh, we have cloudy skies. We've had some showers moving through downtown Raleigh. It's 68 degrees right now in Raleigh. Temperatures will climb into the 70s this afternoon. A few showers remain possible into the afternoon and evening. Our high gets up to 74 today. Another round of some rain tomorrow, possibly about a 30% chance. Looking mainly dry Thursday and warmer with high temperatures close to 80. Brian?
Here at 802, some good news out on the Beltline. That earlier crash on 440 eastbound between Capitol Boulevard and New Bern Avenue cleared just a couple of minutes ago. Traffic back to normal now on that eastbound side, but we're still seeing some heavy traffic on westbound 440 from 87 all the way out toward the Capitol Boulevard interchange. So allow a little extra time through there. It looks like we have another crash, perhaps on 87 southbound right around the New Hope Road area, contributing to a little bit of a backup coming in from Knightdale. Still tracking some delays east of Clayton with a crash on 42 right around Neuse River Parkway. That's been out there for a while now, and we're still seeing some backups in both directions. There's a crash up on the north side of Raleigh as you head out of Wake Forest on Falls of Neuse Road. It's getting cleared right now, but look out for some lingering delays. Picking up some pretty heavy backups on 440 west, or rather eastbound from the I-40 interchange there between Raleigh and Cary out toward Hillsborough Street. Once you get to Wade Avenue, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty well. Also watching some heavy traffic on 40 westbound leaving south and west Raleigh, heading out toward Cary and the airport. From US-1 to Wade Avenue, about a 6-minute delay, and then from Wade to 540, about a 3-minute delay. I'm not seeing anything specifically causing that, nothing like a crash or anything. It looks like it's just heavy traffic heading out toward the airport and RTP. Taking a look at Durham, still have a crash scene reported on 885 southbound, right around Ellis Road. Delays in both directions of 885 between 147 and I-40, and we're still picking up some delays north of Hillsborough with a crash on 57 right around Phelps Road, both directions pretty badly backed up.
Brian, thanks. There's new hope this morning for supporters of medical marijuana in North Carolina. A measure to legalize the drug could take a big step forward after years of failure. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the General Assembly this morning, tracking where this bill is going. Laura.
Good morning, Renee. The House Health Committee plans to debate this latest medical marijuana bill this morning. And after the bill failed in the House last year, well, this meeting is a real sign that it could go farther this go around. Now, the newly found support from the GOP for this medical marijuana bill is largely because it's gained popularity and Republican lawmakers want to find new sources of revenue for the state. Taxes and fees from marijuana could bring in millions of dollars. If passed, it would make North Carolina the 39th state to legalize the use of medical marijuana for approved medical conditions. However, the lead sponsor of the bill promised the rules here would be the strictest. If this bill becomes law, doctors could prescribe it for patients with cancer, PTSD, Parkinson's disease, and sickle cell, among other ailments. Opponents believe this is too broad. This bill has already passed the state Senate, and again, that meeting happening at 10 o'clock this morning with the Health House Committee. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A family of three is out of their home after it was damaged in a fire. The Red Cross is helping the family after the fire on Leeds Forest Lane in North Raleigh. It started just before 10 o'clock last night. The homeowner told WREL that the fire started from a grill on the back patio. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
More breaking news. New surveillance video released in the last 90 minutes shows the moments after a mass shooting near a busy beach boardwalk on Memorial Day. Take a look. You can see people running after the violence that left nine people hurt, including four children, on this boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. Police say they've detained one person and they're searching for another. Officers say the shooting started after two groups got into a fight. A one-year-old is the youngest person hurt. The oldest is 65.
And we're seeing more tributes this morning to one of the state's top Democratic political strategists, Conan Morgan. Just before midnight, Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe shared this statement, saying in part that Morgan would be forever remembered for his radiant smile, soft-spoken words of wisdom, thoughtfulness, and genuine concern for mankind. Morgan died over the weekend in a boating accident on Shackelford Banks, near Beaufort. Social media is full of tributes this morning, including from Governor Roy Cooper, who praised Morgan's hard work and determination. Colleagues say, above all, Morgan was a great person.
You know, his intelligence will be missed, his acumen will be missed, but I think most people just miss him as a person.
Morgan was a graduate of Garner High School and of NC State.
Governor Roy Cooper is back on the road today as he tries to build opposition to a funding plan that would affect public schools across the state. This morning, he travels to Weaverville Primary School. It comes just days after Cooper declared a state of emergency amid what he calls a Republican effort to slash funding for public education. The governor is calling on parents, teachers, and business leaders to encourage lawmakers to reject a series of GOP-backed bills. Those bills include more funding for vouchers for private schools.
We'll learn more this morning about the next steps after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed. You can see in this video here, officials plan to hold a news conference later at 11 o'clock this morning to talk about their progress. Work to demolish the building was due to start today, but that's being reassessed after the dramatic rescue of a woman from the building's fourth floor more than a day after the collapse. You can see here, firefighters rescued Lisa Brooks from her apartment after she spent more than 24 hours hiding under a couch. Family members say Brooks dove under the furniture when she heard the destruction and felt the building collapsing. She appeared to be unharmed. So far, no deaths have been reported.
A man charged in a deadly shooting on Memorial Day is in jail without bond this morning. Joshua Joyce is charged with first-degree murder. Police say he shot Carlos Brown to death yesterday in Fayetteville on Lynn Avenue. Officers say Joyce and Brown got into an argument, which turned violent.
A family is now planning a funeral after their child was hit and killed while riding his scooter in an Apex neighborhood. It happened around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon near Apex Barbecue Road. That's on Woodall Crest Drive. Neighbors tell WREL they did not see the crash, but ran over to try and help the child. One person even tried giving CPR. Investigators have not said if any charges will be filed.
An extra $1 billion could be used to help mental health issues in North Carolina. You're looking live at the General Assembly, where state lawmakers will debate a Republican-backed mental health bill today. The plan would invest in mental health hospitals, behavioral programs at schools, and more. It comes as the opioid epidemic is raging, suicide rates are rising, and people young and old are facing more mental health struggles. Many lawmakers agree something needs to be done, but it's not clear whether they agree on the plan nor its cost. You can follow along with today's debate on the NC Capitol section of WREL.com.
And a temporary deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid an economic meltdown could be stopped in its tracks today. This is a live look at the Capitol building this morning, where the House Rules Committee will debate the merits of the deal later today. Texas Republican Chip Roy is a member of that committee. He says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a handshake deal that all Republicans on the panel must agree to move any legislation forward, including raising the debt ceiling. That's important because Roy and another conservative member of the committee both oppose the debt ceiling bill right now. Other Republicans have denied the terms of that handshake deal.
Russian officials say drones hit several buildings in Moscow this morning. This comes as Russia launched another wave of bombs on Kyiv, killing one person. You're looking at photos of the aftermath in Ukraine. Officials there have not claimed responsibility for the apparent attack on Moscow. The incident comes weeks after two drones exploded over the Kremlin, an attack Russia has blamed on Ukraine, although officials in Ukraine say they're not responsible. It is 8:10 now. Coming up, how doing laundry more efficiently could help you save money in the long run. Plus,
spiders are the bane of my life. I am truly psychotic when I see a spider. I'm not joking, you.
Yeah, me too. A zoo is curing people of their fear of spiders in one day. We'll tell you how.
And we have some showers impacting the morning commute, some wet roads out there, and some of these rain showers moving right through part of the triangle. We'll zoom around the radar. I'll show you how long the showers could last coming up.
The Bull City sucked in by the clouds this morning as you look live at Durham from the American Tobacco Campus. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And it's kind of warm and muggy out there, Amy, as well, but got to make sure that just kind of go in between the raindrops there as they pass through.
That's right. Some passing showers, they don't last that long, but they do make things wet. You'll probably want the umbrella if you run into one of them. We are starting to see some yellows showing up, so starting to see a little bit of an increase in the activity on the radar. South of downtown Durham, we have some of those yellows showing up. This is moving to the west-southwest, getting close to Chapel Hill. Some scattered showers getting close to downtown Chapel Hill at this point. In Wake County, we've had some scattered showers. Right now, we have one in northern Wake County, southwest of Rollsville. We also have one just in the New Hill area, close to Holly Springs. Chatham County, near Jordan Lake, getting some rain right now as well. So we do have some scattered showers out there. It's best just to keep the umbrella with you today because we'll have some passing showers in the afternoon and evening as well. This is a live look at Apex, where we have had some light rain, but the roads don't look very wet here. So perhaps not some moderate rain with the shower that moved through, just some really light rain, a few raindrops there. A live look at Futurecast and showing the rain in the area now. And then as we head into the afternoon at lunch, we'll have a couple of passing showers. Notice how the clouds really stick around with a few breaks. So we could see a little bit of sun this afternoon, but we'll certainly have more clouds than sun throughout the day today. This evening, a stray shower possible. Probably the best chance would be over our southern counties. They'll be closer to a frontal boundary there. So a few showers possible in southern communities during the evening commute. We have a 40% chance for some scattered showers today. We'll drop that down to about a 30% chance on Wednesday, just a slim chance for rain Thursday and Friday. So maybe we'll get some sunshine, dry it out a little bit. Temperatures are going to warm up on those days as well. Saturday, we're back up to a 30% chance for rain and maybe an isolated rumble of thunder as well. Temperatures are very mild, as Renee mentioned, and it does feel pretty humid outside. Dew points are pretty close to these numbers. When you have the dew point temperature close to the air temperature, it feels pretty sticky outside, and that's what we're experiencing this morning. 68 in Raleigh at 64 in Southern Pine, 67 in Fayetteville, 68 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. If you plan to exercise outside, maybe check the WRL weather app before you head out and just check the radar, see if it's raining in your area. These showers will be pretty quick to pass through, but temperatures overall will be pretty comfortable. Climb up to about 74 this afternoon. Tomorrow will be a little bit similar to today. We'll have a few passing showers. Temperatures stay below normal, a high of 75. Thursday, we should stay mainly dry and it's warmer, 80 for the high temperature. We'll go up to 85 on Friday, 86 on Saturday. So we do have some warm days as we enter the month of June, but we'll cool back down below normal again on Sunday and Monday with high temperatures back in the upper 70s. Brian.
Breaking news right now in East Durham. We've just learned about a crash that has closed Highway 70 at Pleasant Drive, which is on the east side of Durham. There you can see some very heavy delays in both directions of 70 right now. The backups on that eastbound side begin all the way back on 885 and extend through that 70 interchange there. And on the westbound side of 70, the backups begin before you get to Sharon Road. Best alternate route to get around that closure this morning is going to be Highway 98 or Wake Forest Road and Sharon Road. That'll get you on the other side of the crash on 70. Working to get some more details about that crash. Still picking up some delays in both directions of 885 this morning because of an earlier crash right around Ellis Road. It's backed up on the southbound side from 147 down toward Ellis and on the northbound side from I-40 out toward the Ellis interchange. Coming in from Hillsboro, watch for for some delays on 40 eastbound down to the New Hope Church Road interchange and just beyond. Still seeing a little bit of a backup there on 440 westbound heading away from the 87 interchange out toward Capitol Boulevard. That's typical congestion for this point in the morning commute. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, about a 3-minute delay on US 1 northbound leaving Apex heading through Cary, and about a 10-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest toward 540.
Brian, thanks. We're learning more about a store robbery that left an Air Force veteran dead in Goldsboro. Police say 46-year-old Alex Thomas was the person killed at the store on Wayne Memorial Drive Sunday. We're told he was a store manager at Family Dollar. Officers arrested 20-year-old Yaheem Fryer and 24-year-old Aaron Coppage. Both are charged with murder and armed robbery. Loved ones say Thomas was a strong, confident person with a magnetic personality.
It's not fair what happened to him. He didn't deserve this. He had so much going. He was working so hard. It's just been a really long night.
Thomas's family says they're currently making funeral arrangements. Durham police say the biggest thing preventing them from solving violent crimes is the lack of cooperation from witnesses. Chief Patrice Andrews recently spoke to City Council. She gave updates on several areas the department needs improvement on, including clearance rates. Andrews says that rate stands at 30%, and she estimates it will end the year at 32. Andrews' goal is to solve at least 50% of violent crimes. The chief says surviving victims rarely want to help out with the investigation. You can read more about the department's push to solve crimes online on WREL.com.
Changes could be coming to the world of horse racing after 12 horses died in a month at Churchill Downs. The Sports Oversight Committee will hold an emergency summit today at the home of the Kentucky Derby. The meeting comes ahead of a full review of veterinary information from the track that's due to start tomorrow. 7 horses died from training or racing injuries at the track in 1 week leading up to the Derby on May 6th, including 2 on the race's undercard.
China's first civilian astronaut is on his way to the country's space station. Of 3 launched from the Gobi Desert just a couple hours ago. They'll spend 5 months on the country's Tiangong space station. This is the 5th manned mission to the space station since it was completed back in 2021.
The average family does about 300 loads of laundry a year. Consumer Reports and 5 on Your Side took a look at how often you really need to do laundry. Unless your pet sleeps in your bed, you only need to wash a comforter once every 3 weeks. Sheets every 5 to 7 days. T-shirts, socks, and gym clothes should be washed after every wear. But khakis and dress shirts can go 3 wears without a wash. Jeans can go even longer. And Consumer Reports says, stop washing your towels after every use.
Don't throw it on the floor. Hang it up. If you allow it to dry in between, it'll keep those things down. You won't have to wash it as often. We generally suggest in the 3 to 5 days.
It'll be fine. Consumer Reports also says you can get the most out of your detergent by using products such as Tide Plus Ultra Stain Release, Tide Oxy, or Persil Pro Clean Stain Fighter.
Well, listen to this. Workers say paid time off is more important to them than health insurance. That's according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center. The survey shows 62% of respondents felt paid time off is extremely important, and another 27% say it's very important. Only 51% of workers say employer-provided health insurance is extremely important. Almost half of the respondents also reported they do not use all of their paid time off because they don't want to burden coworkers or get behind on any work. 8 historic dune shacks along the Cape Cod National Seashore are now up for lease. The shacks have limited running water and electricity and are offered as is condition. Value of the leases is between $2,000 and $16,000 a year. That's depending on the dwelling size. Writers such as Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill used those shacks for decades as retreats.
Well, at the London Zoo, there's a program that uses hypnotherapy to help people overcome arachnophobia. Over the weekend, a group of people learned to overcome their phobia of spiders in just one day. They were taught about spiders before undergoing a hypnotherapy session that helps correct a subconscious fear. The mind-body intervention appears to work.
I put my hand into the box where there was a spider, kind of let the spider run over my hands. So yeah, feeling surprised, relieved, yeah, happy that I've done this.
The London Zoo says it has about a 90% success rate for its friendly spider course. Yeah, I'm not sticking my hand in a box to let a spider crawl over it. No way.
But if it's part of therapy, right,
that's
it'll
true.
Help you overcome that fear of yeah. something crawly up your arm.
I can't even think about it. It's like, woo, it's creepy crawly.
It is the most common phobia, yeah. you know, so clearly there are a lot of people signed up to try and get over their fear.
Yeah, good for them.
Well, bravo to them.
Yeah.
Scary moments for passengers aboard a cruise ship off the South Carolina coast.
There's no way around this one. We went directly into that storm and sailed through it.
The new video of the moments water started rushing into rooms on the ship.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with Brian Schrader tracking a number of crashes on the roads this morning, Brian.
And a big one right now on the east side of Durham. Breaking news. Highway 70 is closed in both directions at Pleasants Drive. That is just to the east of the 885 interchange. We're going to get some more details about that, but you can see some very heavy delays in both directions of 70 approaching that intersection. On the westbound side of 70, those delays begin right around the Sharon Road intersection and extend all the way out toward 885. And then on southbound to 885, you're running into delays before that 70 split, adding up to about a 16-minute slowdown overall from 85 down to I-40 on 885 southbound. If you want to avoid this area altogether, consider using Sharon Road and Highway 98 as a good alternate route, Amy.
Well, we also have some rain to talk about in that area. We've had some showers in southern parts of Durham County. We've had a couple of scattered showers in Wake County, some fairly light rain passing through, a little bit of rain now moving into the Chapel Hill area. So some scattered showers out there this morning. We'll continue to have that potential for a stray shower or two as we progress through the day today. So keep the umbrella handy. Temperatures are very mild right now. We're in the 60s, even upper 60s right now in the Triangle, sitting at 68 in Raleigh. With the clouds and the light rain possible throughout the day today, that keeps temperatures down. Our high just 74 this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Amy. Medical marijuana could get one step closer to legalization here in North Carolina. A key state house committee will debate today whether to legalize the drug for medical issues like cancer, PTSD, and more. You can read our full coverage on the story on the NC Capitol section of WREL.com. And tributes are growing this morning to one of the state's top Democratic political strategists, Conan Morgan. Morgan died over the weekend in a boating accident on Shackelford Banks near Beaufort. We'll have more news and weather after the break.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a crash has closed a major road in Durham and another crash in Raleigh is causing some big delays. I'll show you how to get around those backups.
And we have some rain moving through parts of the Triangle. Durham, Chapel Hill getting some rain. We've had some rain in Raleigh as well. I'll show you how long we'll have to deal with some of these showers coming up.
Legalizing medical marijuana here in North Carolina could move one step forward today. Just ahead, a look at the debate happening today and breaking down the latest bill.
And crews make an incredible rescue of a woman from a collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, where her family says she was for more than 24 hours before rescuers could get her out. What a relief for her and her loved ones there. Wow. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. All right, we got to talk about the weather. We have to talk about these clouds over Dix Park right now. Very ominous start to our Tuesday. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is here with us this morning. A couple rain showers, spotty rain showers right now.
I was just thinking the same thing, looking at the picture behind you guys. It looks worse than it is. This is just some passing showers across the area, some moderate rain in a few spots as well. No thunder with these, but they are impacting the roads this morning. We have some wet roads out there in the Triangle area right during the morning commutes. We have had some rain across parts of downtown Raleigh, northern Wake County. We've had some showers move through western parts of Wake County as well. Chapel Hill getting some rain. We have some showers in Durham County as well. So these are passing showers. They don't last for long, but they are a bit of a nuisance. Just keep the umbrella handy today. We'll have to deal with some scattered showers on and off throughout the day. Definitely gloomy outside. It almost looks like nighttime here in Durham. Look at the clouds there. 68 degrees, 67 in Fayetteville, a little bit brighter, but still a lot of clouds over downtown Fayetteville. And we showed you those dark clouds over downtown Raleigh. It's 68 degrees right now in Raleigh. With the clouds and the potential for some rain, we're going to keep the temperature down today. 74 for the high temperature, which is about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. I'll talk more about a warm up and when the 80s return coming up in a little bit, Brian.
Breaking news here at 8:32. Highway 70 at Pleasant Drive in Durham is closed right now. And Durham police just tweeted that they think it's going to be closed for several hours as they deal with the crash out there. We're working to learn more about that crash, but you can see those heavy delays in both directions of 70. On that westbound side, the backups begin around Sharon Road, and on the eastbound side, they begin all the way back on 885 southbound. It's backed up from around the 98 interchange all the way down toward that 70 split, and then unrelated delays south of that with just the usual congestion heading down toward the 147 merge. Altogether, about a 15-minute delay on southbound 885 from I-85 down to I-40. If you want to avoid this altogether, consider taking 98 out to Sharon Road and use that to get back to 70. And you can see on the southbound side of Sharon Road approaching 70, we're seeing some big delays there as people get stuck in that traffic trying to turn on to 70. Again, this is probably going to be closed for several hours. And as soon as we get some more details about exactly what's going on out there, we'll let you know. Tracking another crash up on the north side of Wake County, New Falls of Neuse Road at Common Oaks Drive. I want to take you to live pictures from the scene there as they work to get this cleared up. You can see it looks like we have an overturned vehicle there. And looks like Raleigh firefighters and police are blocking at least one of those lanes. And that light pole there, also a street light pole, is damaged. So it looks like this is a pretty major scene as well. Need to avoid using that, if you can, that out at New Falls of Neuse Road at Common Oaks Drive. Consider taking Capitol Boulevard all the way down toward Durant Road. And then from there, you can head back and rejoin Falls of Neuse on the south side of that mess. Back to you.
All right, thanks, Brian. New signs of life this morning for a push to legalize medical marijuana here in North Carolina. Today, it faces a big test as a key group of state lawmakers take up the issue. WREL's Laura Levine explains how this could be a huge step forward.
This morning, the House Health Committee will debate Senate Bill 3, also known as the Medical Marijuana Bill. And after the bill died in the House last year, this meeting is a real sign that it could go a little farther this go-around. Now, a newly found support from the GOP for medical marijuana is largely because it gained popularity and Republican lawmakers want to find new sources of revenue for the state. Taxes and fees for marijuana could bring in millions of dollars. If passed, it would make North Carolina the 39th state to legalize the use of medical marijuana for approved medical conditions. However, the lead sponsor of the bill promised the rules here would be the strictest. If this bill becomes law, doctors could prescribe it for patients with cancer, post-traumatic stress disorder, Parkinson's disease, and sickle cell, among other ailments. Opponents believe this is too broad. So this bill has already passed the state Senate. Today, the House Health Committee will debate this at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Breaking overnight, a family of three is out of their home after it was damaged in a fire. The Red Cross is helping the family on Leeds Forest Lane in North Raleigh. It started just before 10 p.m. The homeowner told the WREL Breaking News Tracker that the fire started from a grill on the back patio. No one was hurt.
And breaking news this morning, new surveillance video released in the last 2 hours shows the moments after a mass shooting near a busy beach on Memorial Day. Take a look at this. You can see people running after the violence that left 9 people hurt, including 4 children, on this boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. Police say they've detained one person and are ramping up the search for another. Officers say the shooting started after 2 groups got into a fight. A 1-year-old child was the youngest person hurt. The oldest was 65.
Testimony begins today in the federal trial for the man charged in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack ever on U.S. soil. Robert Bowers could face the death penalty if a jury finds him guilty of killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. 7 other people were hurt. Prosecutors say Bowers made anti-Semitic comments during the attack and online. Defense attorneys are not denying that he's responsible for the shooting. They're focused on preventing his execution.
We're seeing more tributes this morning to one of the state's top Democratic political strategists, Conan Morgan. Just before midnight, Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe shared this statement, saying in part that Morgan would be forever remembered for his radiant smile, soft-spoken words of wisdom, thoughtfulness, and genuine concern for mankind. Morgan died over the weekend in a boating accident on Shackelford Banks near Beaufort. Social media is full of tributes, including from Governor Roy Cooper, who praised Morgan's hard work and determination. Morgan's colleagues with the Young Democrats of NC say he was above all a good person.
He was a person who loved people and loved this state. He was an advocate for young folks even after his time being the president of this organization.
Morgan was a graduate of Garner High School and of NC State.
Governor Roy Cooper is back on the road today as he tries to build opposition to a funding plan that would affect public schools across the state. This morning, he travels to Weaverville Primary School. It comes just days after Cooper declared a state of emergency amid what he calls a Republican effort to slash funding for public education. The governor is calling on parents, teachers, and business leaders to encourage state lawmakers to reject a series of GOP-backed bills. Those bills include more funding for vouchers for private schools.
A man charged in a deadly shooting on Memorial Day is being held in jail without bond this morning. Joshua Joyce is charged with first-degree murder. Police say he shot Carlos Brown to death yesterday on Lynn Avenue. Officers say Joyce and Brown got into an argument which turned violent. And a temporary deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid an economic meltdown could be stopped in its tracks today. This is a live look at the Capitol building where the House Rules Committee will debate the merits of the deal today. Texas Republican Chip Roy is a member of that committee. He says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a handshake deal that all Republicans on the panel must agree to move any legislation forward, including raising the debt ceiling. That's important because Roy and another conservative member of the committee both oppose the debt ceiling bill right now. Other Republicans have denied the terms of that handshake deal. Coming up, more people in the U.S. say they're experiencing loneliness, and not addressing that, it could be potentially deadly. Coming up, how professional cuddlers are helping people find a sense of connection.
And does living in a lighthouse sound ideal to you? Well, the government is giving them away for cheap. We'll explain how you can get in the running for one of the 10 being auctioned.
And this is a look over downtown Raleigh this morning, a live look. There is a chance for some showers today. We are seeing a couple scattered showers as we speak. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking when and where we could see these showers.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. I've seen people with their rain jackets on. I've seen people walking with their umbrellas. You can see that right there. The rain coming down here in Chapel Hill. The roads are wet there as well. So a little bit wet for some of you this morning. This is a look at the radar right now. Most of the rain has been confined to the triangle, at least in the last hour or so, and points to the west. It's generally light rain, but we have had some pockets of some yellow showing up as well. A look at north of Durham.
some scattered showers moving through, heading toward downtown Durham. Creedmoor getting another round of some light rain as well. Over into Chatham County, Pittsboro, and up to the north getting some scattered showers. Also a little shower just south of downtown Pittsboro as well. And a closer look at Wake County right now, we do have some showers entering the Beltline area again. So again, just some passing showers impacting us this morning as we step outside. And you're noticing that it's a bit of a gray start to the day again today. We have a lot of cloud cover across the area. Just a few peaks of sun where you see those dark spots, but we have this northeasterly flow off the coast. And when you have that, you have moisture coming in from the coast. That's bringing the clouds. And we also have a cold front close to the area, and that's allowing for some scattered showers as well. Another live camera for you. This is our Jimmy V's camera. You can see the roads are wet here in downtown Raleigh. We've had a few showers moving through downtown Raleigh as well. It's fairly mild and muggy too. 68, the current temperature. The dew point 64. So those numbers are pretty close together. That just means it feels pretty sticky outside. With the clouds and the light rain on and off throughout the day, temperatures should stay in the mid-70s this afternoon, which is below normal for this time of year. The normal is 83. We'll stay in the mid-70s Wednesday. We'll jump into the 80s Thursday, still below normal, but then getting a little bit above normal as we head into Friday and Saturday. But models are trending cool again as we head into next week. Look at this. This takes us through June 9th, below normal temperatures for most of the East Coast. And we'll take this out to June 13th. We're still in that area of blue all across North Carolina through almost the middle part of June. So some cooler than normal temperatures will be with us again after that warm up for about 3 days this week. Below normal today and tomorrow with some light showers on and off throughout the day. We should stay mainly dry Thursday and Friday, just a slim chance for rain, about a 30% chance for a storm on Saturday, and then turning a little bit cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Brian.
We're keeping our eyes on the situation in Durham right now, where Highway 70 is closed in both directions at Pleasant Drive, which is just to the east of that 885-70 interchange. Looking at traffic on 70 itself, we still have those westbound delays beginning around Sharon Road, solidly backed up to where the road is closed at Pleasant Drive. And on the eastbound side of 70, the backups are all the way back on 885 southbound from 98 through the 885-70 interchange down to the 147 merge. A real mess out there this morning, and there's some reports there may be a second crash on 885 right there at the 70 split in Durham. Taking a look at the latest sensor readings, about an 18-minute delay overall from I-85 down to I-40. Consider using Highway 98 to Sharon Road as a good alternate route to get to 70 around that closure. We have a crew on the way. We're working to get some more details about that crash. Durham Police tweeted a little while ago that it may be closed for quite a while this morning. Taking a look at major routes around the rest of the triangle, they're making some progress getting that earlier crash cleared from Falls of Neuse Road at Common Oaks Drive there on the north side of Raleigh. Elsewhere, we're looking pretty good through Garner.
Thank you, Brian. For at least the third time this month, Raleigh Police is investigating two car fires that happened on the same night. We brought you the most recent fires yesterday morning as breaking news. Two cars burned in a parking lot of the Point at Midtown Apartments. We've reported on similar fires this month, all within a 5 to 15 minute drive of each other in North Raleigh. Raleigh Police says they're investigating some as suspected arson, but the department won't say if the cases are connected.
The man accused of crashing a U-Haul truck near the White House is due in court today, but he's asking for a delay. Cy Candela is due to appear for a detention hearing. His attorney filed a motion asking for more time to prepare. Prosecutors argue the 19-year-old should be considered a serious flight risk because he is not a U.S. citizen nor permanent resident. Officials say he crashed a U-Haul truck into security barriers near the White House last week as part of an effort to overthrow President Biden.
Well, doctors are calling it the most important virus you've ever heard of, you've never heard of, and more cases are showing up. The CDC says cases of human metapneumovirus are more than a third this spring. They're up more than a third. That's compared with other years. It's a respiratory virus, but little is known about it. Doctors say HMPV is tough to diagnose since it has the same symptoms as the flu and COVID-19. The CDC says HMPV cases are rising among young kids and seniors. There are no vaccines or drugs to treat it.
Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes will start her prison sentence today. She was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her failed blood testing startup. Holmes is due to report today to a women's prison camp in Texas.
Her sentence also requires her to spend an additional 3 years on supervised release and to pay restitution.
And Jeff Hogan of the WNR Live Center wanted to give you an update on stock futures and what to expect when the market opens here in just a little bit. As you see right now, coming off of the encouraging news over Memorial Day weekend that the debt ceiling would be raised, Wall Street trading is showing a response here. Stock futures are up in a couple of different categories. S&P 500 on the first line there trading up. NASDAQ on the bottom line trading up. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average trading pretty flat at this point right now. But internationally speaking, the dollar weakened and the European stocks have fallen, which off a 2-month high is good news that there is some relief that the default will be averted as this moves forward with the debt ceiling news today.
New video shows the terrifying night a Carnival cruise ship sailed through a powerful storm on its way to port in Charleston. Take a look at this video here. The ship experienced 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts and 17-foot swells Friday night as it returned from a cruise to the Bahamas. The storm battered the ship for 12 hours, filling hallways with water and toppling shelves and furniture. One passenger says it was made even worse by a lack of communication from the captain.
It sounded like the ship split in two. We were flying blind with our lives in someone else's hands. All we wanted was, hey, it's going to be okay. I know it's rough. And we didn't get any of that.
It's so scary. In a statement, Carnival said, quote, "We appreciate the patience and understanding of all of our guests. Carnival Sunshine is now sailing on its next cruise." Well, if you're feeling lonely, you are not alone. Leading health officials in the U.S. say the nation is experiencing surging rates of loneliness, and the consequences could be deadly. Lauren Blanchard takes a look at how professional cuddlers could help combat the problem.
Looking for a career change? Why not try becoming a professional cuddler? It's a unique and growing trend as more people around the world seek companions to help soothe their loneliness.
The impact of touch is that it can really start to settle us into a deeper sense of feeling safe, considered, seen by the person in which we're engaging in touch with.
While problematic, loneliness is something that unites many of us. According to a recent report from the Surgeon General, nearly half of all U.S. adults have experienced it. But left unchecked, chronic loneliness can be just as harmful to your health as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day.
You have a booking today.
And while cuddling services are available across the U.S., overseas, the options can be harder to come by. After a terrible day at work, Florence Letswallow of South Africa realized how much better she felt after cuddling with her partner. So she decided to start her own cuddling company and is busy pairing clients with cuddle mates.
The client and the cuddle mate do not communicate at all. We don't exchange their numbers. We verify everything. We facilitate the booking process.
Her company offers 90-minute sessions starting around $50 and stresses the cuddling is never sexualized.
I'm a naturally giving person and loving person, so I thought, why not? No, why don't I give that to the other person that needs it?
And if you're lonely but you're not comfortable hiring a cuddle mate, the U.S. Surgeon General recommends joining an organization in your community so you can get out of the house and engage with others face to face. A tight labor market means companies have a higher demand for teen workers. Government data shows 34% of teens between 16 to 19 years old had jobs in April. That's up 30% from 2019. That data also revealed some businesses, including restaurants and retailers, are paying teens more than ever before. Pay in those industries rose almost 5% compared to this time last year. Now to some movie and TV news. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
You're going to die.
Maybe not.
John Wick Chapter 4 may not have been the end for Keanu Reeves' long-suffering assassin. Lionsgate's motion picture chairman mentioned on a company earnings call John Wick 5 is in development, along with the previously announced Ballerina spin-off starring Ana de Armas and the Continental streaming series. No word whether Reeves will be involved.
Lake Mead. Why is there so much death associated with this lake?
Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures is getting a special showcase on Discovery Channel as the paranormal investigators head to the Hoover Dam's Lake Mead for a 2-hour season premiere. Ghost Adventures Lake of Death premieres Wednesday.
Can I kick? Yes. Can I kick? Yes. Can I kick?
chicken. What the heck are those things? They look like little Shreks to me.
If you hunger for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the way they hunger for pizza, listen up. Paramount has moved up the release of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem 2 days. The Heroes in a Half Shell are now due to hit theaters Wednesday, August 2nd. Cowabunga, dude. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, if you are looking for a cheap place to live with amazing views, the government has a deal for you. 10 lighthouses across the country are being sold or given away for free by the General Services Administration. Since 2000, the organization has transferred its ownership of 150 lighthouses to private citizens. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic. That's next.